Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
October 20th, that's the day. Mark it in your calendar. That is Cures for Cats Day. We'll talk with Dr. Vicki Thayer about what that is all about. Dr. Thayer is with the Wynn Feline Foundation. Also, this initiative I've talked about before many times on the show that I love. It's called Fear Free. It's about lowering fear, anxiety, and stress at veterinary visits. At least that's how it first began, but now dog trainers are getting involved, saying, we want to be fear-free certified. Dog groomers are saying, they're raising their paw, we want to be fear-free certified. Animal shelters are being fear-free certified. It's taking over the world. Well, why is this so exciting? And Debbie Martin, who is a veterinary nurse with a specialty in animal behavior, explains why she is also so excited about all this. And by the way, to learn more about it, you can go to, and I hope you do, go to fearfreehappyhomes.com. A question that I'm getting a lot from all of you is, what is this whole grain-free concern about the FDA? Now, I talked on this show, what was it, about 3 months ago at this point, almost, talking about the Food and Drug Administration expressing concerns that some dogs getting a kind of heart disease, they may be getting that kind of heart disease because of a grain-free diet. Well, are they really? What do we know about that today compared to what the FDA knew, say, a couple of months ago when all this came out? I will have the latest update on all of that. But mostly we're here for you to take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, and I am here to help you. Frances in Indiana, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
Thank you very much. What's going on?
Well, it's my daughter's little dog. She has a little poodle, a little miniature poodle.
Uh-huh.
He's just a baby. He's about 8 months old. So, and then she has Gucci. He's a Chihuahua.
Gucci.
Perfect
name for the Chihuahua.
And he's a year, a little better than a year.
Uh-huh.
But now, all of a sudden, they don't want to go out and do their business. She'll take them out, they'll put them out and let them stay for a while, and they won't do anything. Come right back in the house and do what they got to do.
Okay, I don't mean to laugh about that. That was wrong of me to do. I apologize.
What we need to do is we need to take them out and pretend they're both puppies all over again. Mm-hmm. And why this happened to both of them spontaneously at the same time, the one being house trained who probably should be on the way, you know, I'll tell you, toy dogs are a challenge to house train. They can be. So what you need to do, especially at this time of year, you're in Indiana, it's still pretty cold out, right?
Well, no, she's in Texas. I'm in Indiana.
Ah, these are both your daughter's dogs?
They're both hers.
So they're your grand dogs.
Right.
What a nice grandma.
But when they came to visit me,
yeah,
the Chihuahua, he didn't do anything in the house, nothing.
Oh, really?
And the little poodle, he did one little drop, and after that, he didn't do anything. Now, my dogs, they go out. Now, I don't know if they want to be big dogs like them, you know.
Well, no, you know, I mean, what may be exasperating the situation is that they're in the habit of doing that at that location, as well as the smell, which might be encouraging to them to do it. So she needs to clean up hugely with an odor neutralizer at any place that the dogs have gone inside. What she also needs to do is to take the dogs outside on a leash. She needs to be there right then and pretend they're puppies and reward them. Hooray, 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 and give them an amazing treat the second they do their business. And in fact, what I would also do is add a congratulatory phrase like good potty or good woo-woo or whatever she likes to say, and use a special treat that she only uses for that time. Now, if they don't do their business within a, you know, fair period of time, I wouldn't give them all day out that, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, then bring them back in the house. But keep them on a leash, keep them tethered to her, so they can't go off and run into another room or behind the couch like they're doing now,
right,
and then do their business. If they begin to, and they will begin to lift their legs then, if they haven't gone out, they got to go sometime, then bring them, try it again another 10 minutes. And if they begin to have an accident before then, the nice thing about having small dogs is you could just say no, pick up one of the dogs, and take the dog outside to do it. One dog will watch another, so the good news is that's helpful. The bad news is one dog might be watching another now, the other one go indoors and learning from the other dog to do that, but you could reverse that, and one dog can watch the other and learn to go outside. Did you get all that?
Yes.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. And one of the questions I'm getting more often than any other, actually, isn't about animal behavior. It's about what we feed our dogs specifically because of FDA concerns about grain-free diets. Grain-free diets are very popular. So is that a problem? I'll talk about that next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this whole thing about grain-free diets came up out of the blue, actually. So grain-free diets thought to be good for our pets, right? Well, Maybe not so good. Are they causing heart disease in certain dogs? Maybe even some cats, too. It's a complicated situation. So here's what the FDA began to notice, and they began to hear from veterinarians. The dogs, specifically certain breeds that typically... So dilated cardiomyopathy is a kind of heart disease that affects, historically, certain dog breeds. Very specific to certain dog breeds. Rarely could occur in any breed or mix of breeds, but generally specific breeds. And veterinarians began to see the same kind of heart disease in other dogs, other breeds. And what they found and what the pieces, as they put the puzzle together, they quickly realized that all these dogs were on grain-free diets. Now, that's all anyone knew. That's it. So is there really a relationship between grain-free diets and this kind of heart disease in dogs that can be so serious? I mean, heart disease, you know, can be deadly and can develop into heart failure, and at that point the dogs are in trouble. So this is not something you want your dog to get, and presumably people feed grain-free because it's better for their dog, right? So is it really better for the dogs, and is it going to cause heart disease? And what is causing dilated cardiomyopathy, this kind of heart disease, in dogs that typically, historically, have not had, in very large numbers at all, very, very, very rare, it's still rare, but this kind of heart disease? Do you follow all of that? Now, I'm going to make things a little more confusing yet. So the reason why the grain-free diets came about was an initiative to say, all right, we have an alternative for dogs with allergies. But here's the truth about dogs with allergies. Most dogs with allergies in the first place are, it's flea allergy dermatitis. It's due to fleas. That is actually the most common cause of allergies in dogs. Number two on the list is atopy. So that's a fancy word for something in the environment. So just like you might have hay fever, well, our dogs can be allergic to exactly the same thing, something in the environment. Now, oftentimes dogs with allergies, not the flea allergy part, but dogs that are allergic to something in the environment, it is thought, just like people, that, you know, the more allergies a person has, the more allergies a person is likely to have. And it's the same, perhaps, we don't know, with our dogs. So some of those dogs might be more predisposed, because their immune system isn't quite right, to having allergies, other kind of allergies, which could include food allergies. But food allergies are, as you've noted here, if you're following that bouncing ball, lower on the proverbial totem pole than the other kind of allergies mentioned. They're really kind of rare. And when food allergies occur, incidentally, what are the dogs allergic to? They're allergic most often to a protein source. So they can be allergic to chicken, they can be allergic to duck, they can be allergic to duck and chicken and turkey, whatever the dogs are allergic to. It's most often a protein. It can be a grain, but that's even more rare. So now we're talking really, really rare, but still, grain-free sounded good. There are, to my knowledge, no studies, published studies, that demonstrate grain-free has ever been better for dogs, that they're going to live longer, healthier lives, or less likely to have allergies because they're on a grain-free diet. And most dogs that have the kind of allergies I've described are on a prescription or therapeutic diet anyway, right? They are. So grain-free has become this sort of, it sounds good, it's a marketing term, but no one thought it could do any harm. Is it doing any harm? We don't know that. We don't know. So we know that these dogs getting this kind of heart disease in numbers that we never saw before are greatly on these grain-free diets. What's the relationship, though? Nobody knows that. Now, it could have something to do with an amino acid called taurine, and when dogs don't have enough of that amino acid, or cats, they are more likely to get this kind of heart disease. So there's a relationship there, but we don't know much more than that. So right now, we don't know a lot more than we do know. Should your dog, if your dog's on a grain-free diet, continue to be on a grain-free diet? That's a tough one. And that's a question that really is between you and your veterinarian. I mean, if your dog is doing well on the diet your dog is doing on, maybe go that route, but maybe not. That's a decision you need to make with your veterinarian. I just described everything we do know. and there's a lot that we don't know. So is it simply that it's a grain-free diet? Is it specific dogs, maybe of specific breeds or specific something in their genetic background that we don't even yet understand? A certain gene that is turned on? Is it certain grain-free diets, certain brands? Purina has not been touched by this. I mean, there are certain brands so far, and there are certain brands that seem fine. So what is it about those other brands? Are they doing something, for lack of a better word, wrong? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But in a couple of weeks, we will talk with someone about the food and we will talk with someone from the Food and Drug Administration, and maybe more will be known at that point. Again, if you're feeding a grain-free diet to your dog or your cat, I can understand your concern. You are rightly concerned. What to do about it? That's a decision you need to make with your veterinarian. I just told you everything that I know about it, and that's not enough. More needs to be understood, and over time, more will be understood. There are lots of experts that are looking into the subject. Coming up next, the conversation with veterinary technologist, veterinary nurse, Debbie Martin, who's certified in animal behavior, and she will talk about why she is heads over heels with this initiative called Fear Free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
From day one, Debbie Martin has been there with this initiative in veterinary medicine. It's called Fear Free. When Dr. Marty Becker, who really is the voice and the face behind Fear Free, came to you, as he did me, and said, Debbie, I've got this idea. You were I know this, you were all on board. What appealed to you about it?
It was really about the fact that it was something I was very passionate about, and it was a perfect timing for me because I actually had been trying to get this information across to the veterinary field with very little success, actually. And I had turned more to the animal trainer field and focused my attention where people were listening a little bit more. And when Marty came to me with this idea, I said, yes, this is really, you're going to make this happen. You're going to be the pivoting turning point for this so that we can actually get that information out to the people,
to the
veterinary
evangelist for all this, but you are too. So Let's describe what it is we're talking about. What is Fear Free?
Well, Fear Free started with the idea of not only taking care of the physical well-being of pets, but also the emotional well-being of them. And Dr. Becker is a veterinarian, so obviously we started within the veterinary field, realizing we needed to change our focus, not just on physical health, but also on mental health.
And that makes so much common sense if you sit back and think about it, but it was really never thought about before, ever,
right.
I don't think.
I don't think so either. Not in that field as much.
Yeah, so the idea is that these pets come in, and I talk about this, as you know, a lot. I mean, they actually, in many cases, lots and lots of dogs, maybe the majority, absolutely the majority of cats, actually think they're going to die. And that's not why you went into the profession. Of course, you went into the profession to help animals.
Exactly. And sometimes when you realize that some of the things that we're doing to help them actually can be harming them, not having those basic skills to change how we're handling them to make it a better experience was very challenging, very upsetting, and really results in a lot of compassion fatigue within the veterinary field.
And so many veterinarians and veterinary nurses or technicians are now on board with Fear Free. I mean, it's huge. It's growing as we speak. As veterinarians and entire veterinary practices become certified, but it actually begins in all of our homes who have pets.
It does. And here's the thing, as we were educating veterinarians about this, we started realizing, you know, pets really spend a very small amount of their time in the veterinary hospital.
Right.
What's happening outside of the hospital when they're at home, when they're at the groomers, when they're at training classes, when they're being boarded, and even, unfortunately, when they're in the shelters? We need to create fear-free environments for all of these areas because we want life for pets to be a good one and a happy one.
Now, a little bit of fear, anxiety, and stress is normal. I mean, there's no question about that. But we sometimes, and this is how I put it, we sometimes think, I think the overwhelming majority of people who have a pet want the best for their pet. And I think the overwhelming majority think they are doing the best for their pet. But sometimes, maybe not. Here's one example. Cats need a hugely enriched environment if they're going to be kept indoors. I want them kept indoors, but they need that environment. We know this through several different studies, but I don't know that all cat owners, as smart as you are, even if you've had cats your entire life, you may not exactly know what we know now.
Exactly, and really enrichment for cats is so important for their well-being, their overall health and well-being. Not just emotional health, but physical health.
And we need to explain enrichment in case people don't know. So that means meeting their environmental needs, meeting their natural needs. So simple things like giving them lots of places to climb and to explore, rotating toys so they're not the same ones every day. And perhaps even the way we feed them needs to be changed up so they're actually stalking prey and hunting, even if it's just for kibble, inside the house.
Exactly, and even social interactions. I think of enrichment as three different categories. I think as social, physical exercise, as well as exploratory behaviors. So providing those natural outlets for cats every day and by providing a routine of interactions, exploratory activities, play sessions with the pet owner and the cat are really important for the overall well-being of the pet.
And dog trainers, you mentioned, you know, we want them to use appropriate methods to train. And there's still dog trainers that are punishment-based, that are using aversive methods. I think more and more dog owners understand that that's not a good thing. But if they're fear-free certified, you know that they are using appropriate methods.
Right. And there are the dog training world is unregulated and unlicensed at this point. And so anyone can call themselves a dog trainer regardless of their experience level, their continuing education level, their knowledge set. So it is important that pet owners really interview and take it seriously who is helping them with training their cat or their dog.
Totally agree. FearFreeHappyHomes.com. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And on the other end of the phone, I just heard a... he's clearing his voice. He's ready for radio. Tim in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. What's going on?
My dog, Emerald, who seems to be a bit... She's difficult to take anywhere in a car. The question is, how do I get help stopping her from yapping, whining, in the car or trying to take her on walks around the neighborhood.
Okay, this is your dog you're talking about. What kind of dog is this?
She's a shepherd retriever mix.
All right, so is she anxious about just going outside in general? Is it walks on a leash around the block as well as car rides? Or is it you putting, even saying to the dog, we're going out, does even at that point your dog get anxious?
It's not, it's an anticipation more than, it's not fear, because she knows when we get in the car, I get the leash, we go in the car, she's either going to Camp Bow Wow or on a walk. And when I get her there, I can't get her in there fast enough. So it's not a fear thing. It's just like she's like a 5-year-old on a sugar rush.
All right. So she's too excited is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. And that is when she's in the car or when she's even out on a leash for a walk.
If we go in the neighborhood, she knows where every dog in the area is, and she just wants to bark and get them to come out and play.
All right.
There's a duck pond just down the block, and there's a lot of houses around it, and dogs are out yapping all the time. When we get there, she's just yapping all the time, but we walk through a housing complex where she can't see or hear any of those dogs, and she settles down and she walks fine.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a nice problem to have in a sense, although I understand that can drive you kind of crazy. So your dog is simply overexcitable. So let's give your dog an alternative behavior when possible. So when your dog is in the car, is your dog food motivated?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So take a toy like a Kong toy. Those are the hard rubber toys you could buy anywhere online at any pet store also. And stuff some low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese inside. If your dog is busy doing that, going whoop, 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 trying to get the gooey stuff out of there, the hope is that your dog won't be whining or jumping or barking because your dog is so excited because we're going to Camp Bow Wow or wherever you're going. That might work. And the same idea when you're out on a walk with the dog. So bring some treats with. Have your dog pay attention to you. And bring some treats that really taste good, obviously, but also take a while some chewy treats that your dog won't take 30 minutes to sit. You know, you don't want to be out on a walk and your dog sits down and it's not like a piece of rawhide, but something that your dog, a bit more formidable than just a piece of kibble. You know what I mean? That your dog can chew on a while. And the reason why I say that is, again, if your dog is busy chewing, your dog isn't as likely to be pulling and whining and I've got to get over there, because your dog's paying attention to you because you have those cookies.
Yeah, which is the distraction part, good, because when we get into a new area where she hasn't been, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's so busy trying to explore her surroundings that she forgets about being
right,
excited, and then she's good to go.
Right, and you will know, and already do know, what those places are, right? So you know now that these places will cause your dog to be super hepped up. And these other places, your dog's going to be so busy sniffing and exploring and may not have the confidence to do all those things or a reason to do all those things because she doesn't know any of the other dogs over there where she's not been before. So you know that going in. And then when you think you're going to be somewhere, whether it be a car ride or whether it be just out on a walk where your dog will be so over uber excited, just do as I said. And at least give it a try and then let me know.
Yeah, what I had tried once that seemed to be working but stopped was we'd go for a walk and I have a pocket full of these little bitty treats. And every time we'd go maybe 10 or 15, 20 yards without her making a sound, I'd give her a treat.
Perfect. Perfect. But your dog may not have yet understood the connection between not making a sound and getting the treat. And what might help is say, good quiet or good shush when you give your dog the treat. And then you could say quiet if your dog goes kind of stir crazy. But the idea is once your dog goes absolutely stir crazy, your dog isn't going to pay attention to you saying quiet. So you've got to kind of catch it as it's about to happen. You follow all that?
Yeah, she gets excited and she doesn't shush when I ask her to.
Okay, but the idea is to ask her, first of all, to have her understand what the shush means, which she may not now. You know, if I say to you, je gaba, you'd say, huh, what? You know, you don't know what that means, nor do I, by the way. I just made that up. But if you know what that means, then you can reply to it. So the first thing is to, we think our dogs understand things often that they do not. Anyway, give all this a try. Then let me know what happens, and we can kind of take it from there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. We know dogs like to chew. How about cats that chew a little too much? That is our email question of the week, and you indeed can email, and I hope you do. Email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week's show, remember the Batman TV series? Bang, boom, kaboom, kabow! Or whatever they said, you know, on the... Isn't that what they did? I think that's what they did. Well, we are going to bust myths. No, you do not have to declaw your cat. And we will talk about why with Dr. Margie Shirk, who's the editor of the Feline Journal of Medicine and Surgery. And we will also talk with legendary dog trainer Kelly Gorman Dunbar about how dogs are dogs. They're not wolves. I don't care what those TV commercials say. It makes me angry because it's ridiculous. And we'll talk about the right way to train your dog. Also, the Food and Drug Administration said be careful about some of those flea and tick products. I will address that issue and talk about exactly which products they are and what they mean by that next week on the show.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
You've been hearing me say for a couple of years that our tick population keeps growing, and research is confirming that exploding population, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
And I said, you know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before, because I'd been collecting ticks for 25 or 30 years, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
So the ticks are out there, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak to your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I have two cats. One likes to chew on boxes and the corners of books and papers. The other prefers to munch on lace, string, yarn, and thread. Both cats are about 14 years old. How do I stop this behavior? Wow. All right, so eating a little bit of paper is only going to make it difficult for you to read the newspaper or your book if the cat is chewing on a book, which seems to be the case. No harm if it's a little bit. If it's more than a little bit or the backing of that book, you could have a problem. I'm really, really concerned about the cat that is eating lace and string and yarn. That can kill your cat. So, first off, number one, what's going on? Have these cats always done this? So, we've got two cats doing this that are 14 years old. If last week the cats, and before that, since you've had these cats, they've never done this before, why now? Have you changed the diet? Is there something going on, you know, where these cats, both cats, two different cats, are looking for other objects to eat? There must be. So that's the first thing. I don't know what it is. My guess is some kind of change of diet. Now, if the cats have always done this, count yourself as lucky. That especially the cat that eats yarn or thread has not ended up in the emergency room. Or maybe the cats have ended up in the emergency room and you're not telling me that. How do you stop the behavior? Well, this one's kind of easy to answer. After you go to the veterinarian, if the behavior is somewhat new, then it's dealing with what is likely to be for both these cats a medical issue or an intestinal issue having to do with the probable change of diet. If the cats have always eaten these sorts of things that no cat should be eating, then the answer, pick up your stuff. Who leaves yarn on the floor? Cats don't have thumbs. They're really good. Some of them, I understand, at opening drawers. But if you stick these things in a drawer, and thread, and a needle usually goes with a thread, right? I mean, this could kill your cat. This must be a new behavior, because I will tell you, you are the luckiest person on the planet. If your cat's been eating, really, eating lace, string, yarn, and thread for 14 years and is still alive, so what in general I would also suggest is to give your cats, if they like to chew on things they shouldn't, something to chew on that they could. So there's a product that all veterinarians seem to have. It's called CET Chews. They're really made for improving the dental health of cats and dogs. They look like they're in a little roll, and the cat ones taste fishy. So cats really like it, and they smell fishy too. And if you could stuff one of those inside a toy, like a Kong toy, they're dog toys, but they don't have to be. Now they've got cat toys that you could do this with too. But a dog or a cat toy, stuff it inside. Dog toy would be better because we've got a cat that likes to chew, so we don't want a cat chewing up the toy. We want a hard toy that'll resist the cat chewing on it, potentially. Stuff it in there and let the cat chew on something like that. For some cats, cat grass, sold at many places where you buy your food, that'll or online, because everything is sold online. That's a possibility as well. Freeze-dried meats, little pieces of them that are specifically made for cats. That's another possibility as well. And again, stuff it inside a toy. But give your cat something appropriate to chew on so your cat isn't inappropriately chewing. But again, I've tried to stress, if this is a new behavior, my guess is something medically is going on with these cats, probably having to do with the change of diet. Email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net.
Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
You know, when it comes to nutrition, so many of us have strong feelings. I'm talking about what we feed our pets, how we feed our pets. Well, I thought it would be a good idea to talk to someone who really knows, and that would be a veterinary nutritionist. She is a professor of clinical nutrition at Tufts University, Dr. Lisa Freeman. People now do have very, very passionate feelings. I would even go so far to say, for so many people, it's a religion, but it may not be based in what we know.
It's true. There's so much myth and misinformation about pet nutrition these days, and one of the really complicating factors is the internet. This came to mind recently because I had an appointment with a cat that had heart disease and heart failure, and the first thing the owner did when that diagnosis came is she went on the internet and she researched nutrition and heart disease in cats, and she actually ended up making her cat sick, and she made herself sick with worry because of the changes that she made based on that misinformation on the internet.
There are a couple of kinds of, several kinds of heart diseases in cats, and one type of heart disease in cats is very common still. Another type of heart disease in cats hardly ever see. There are veterinary students who you teach that can go through years of practicing and not seeing it. However, now they're beginning to see it again because people are preparing their own food for cats, and there isn't enough of an amino acid called taurine in the food, which causes us heart disease, because they go online or they just guess at what their cats need. Is this downright dangerous?
It is downright dangerous. And sometimes the misinformation on the internet can just be that. It can be a simple twisting of facts or some misinformation that won't really cause harm. But sometimes it actually can harm the animal. Just as the example you say, people making unbalanced recipes that really are dangerous for the animal, or their websites that recommend toxic levels of a supplement, or even websites that recommend using diet instead of medication to treat things like heart disease.
Which apparently was the case for what you were talking about, and I get that all the time too. So there are some good, great resources out there. We'll give you one of those in a moment. So where should people go? Let's start at square one. Where should people go to get the right information about what to feed their pets?
I think the really difficult thing for owners is it's very difficult to tell on the internet the relative strength of the information and how much credibility there is on different websites. So there are a few tips, and we have more information on our Pet Foodology website about this.
Created by veterinary nutritionists.
Yes.
So give the website again.
Yes. So the website is petfoodology.org, and that's a website that we developed at the Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine to help pet owners to cut through all the misinformation and myth about pet nutrition and really have a trusted source that they can go to feed their pets the best way possible. So some of the information, one of the really important things about going on the internet is make sure you discuss the information that you read with your veterinarian. That's so important because your veterinarian is going to be able to work with you and understand the individual needs of your pet.
And the thing that drives me crazy is somehow, I don't understand how this happened, the veterinarian has become the adversary in all this. And at times it's because the veterinarian really knows stuff. And people are so entrenched in their beliefs of what someone on some list online has said about certain types of ingredients being good or being bad, or a marketing campaign that a pet food company does. And after all, they want to sell product, so it is about marketing. So how do you choose what is the right food? Because there are now unbelievable number of choices, right? There are types of choices, whether it be a raw diet or not. And then in any category, you know, there's moist and dry, and then there's semi-moist, and then which brand?
It's so confusing these days. And one thing I will say is to be very cautious about the current rating websites of pet foods out there, because the ones that are available now are based mostly on myth and opinions rather than some factual information. So again, I'd encourage people to go to our Pet Foodology website. We have lots of tips about how people actually can pick the best diet for their pet based on facts, not on myth.
So the thing I love, among other things about this website, Pet Foodology, is that what it does is it describes the truth of what these ingredients are, not what some people think they are. and then kind of directs you, depending on, in part, the health of your pet, to make a decision. And then you can go from there and talk to your, I hope, talk with your veterinarian.
Yes, that's so important, is to have the veterinarian involved in the decision to make sure it's really right for each individual pet.
Again, that website is petfoodology.org. Dr. Lisa Freeman, thank you.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is
this
fast.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.